Welcome to the best episode of 2022. If you're hearing this for the first time this year, Happy New Year. If you're hearing us for the first time this year, Happy New Year. I'm the Pekins family. 2021 was, you know, a blessing and a curse, all of the above. You know, I don't want to get into that right now. This is a happy episode. This is an episode of celebrating beautiful artists. And we have one in particular this episode. His name is Jasper Nams. He's a friend of the pod. Actually met him back in 2018. Because it's been a part of this episode, and this is a beautiful episode for you guys to listen to. I'm saying too much at this point. I'm beefing up the episode, so you know what? I'm just gonna let you guys listen to it. And also, just a note: if you're listening to this episode on any other streaming platform that is not Spotify, you might get a different experience. So let's start the episode.
Was the issue before?
Which one was the issue before?
Said it's not. It wasn't recording before.
Now it's recording.
Now we're recording.
Yeah, we're recording.
Has the episode started?
Yes, it has.
It has. And man, before we start, can I ask a real question?
What?
It's already going.
It's already started. Just go. Ask a question.
I was just gonna ask Paul about his pink socks, bro.
Paul? Yeah. Why?
Oh.
I was just gonna ask.
What's the reason? Socks are very tight, comfortable.
Can you move that from my face, please? Thank you.
I'm just like, showing the bottom of the feet, so you enjoy it.
But your socks got grip. Like, what are you gripping?
We went to what's
Squirrel World.
Yeah, yeah, that's where I got these socks. And then I'm wearing my heavy boot, so like the surface is really bad.
Okay.
So I knew I wasn't gonna be home, so good socks.
Something strong. Okay.
Shout out to them.
Not jumpy place. What you calling again?
Yeah.
Squirrel World. Jumpy place. What the fuck is that?
It's a jumpy, like trampoline
park, but it's called Squirrel World.
Oh man, we got rid of Sky Zone.
I haven't been there ever, actually. I don't know if this still exists.
I doubt Sky Zone still exists.
Damn.
I know. I think it still does. COVID may have done something to it.
That's what I COVID does some shit to a lot of businesses.
Yeah, in general,
including mine. God damn. We ain't gonna speak on that.
But we've been thriving through COVID because people are just home now. They can listen.
Bro, I'm saying, bro.
They can just listen to the episode.
Yeah, I used to run an in-person. But anyway.
in-person what? Actually, let's go with that.
Yeah, I used to run studio sessions at the house. You know what I'm saying? And wow. When COVID happened, like, people was not trying to leave the house. So my business took a toll because people was not trying to come through the studio. So
that's tough.
Yeah, and that was right after I had invested a bunch of money because I thought I was going to make it all back. Like, I spent a lot of money. And like December of 2019, January of 2020.
Wow.
And like, because I didn't see it coming. Yeah. I invested much in the studio and it just didn't come back.
This nigga is almost the same thing, bro. This boy threw so much money into like all those online businesses and shit that did not work too.
Yeah, it's like the beginning of COVID. That was the time when all these scammers were like, you know what? Everyone's at home right now. Let's scam the whole shit up the fucking world. And they cut me. I got cut in there.
He lost like thousands of dollars.
And the problem is I just kept going back. That was the issue.
Yeah.
I didn't see right through it.
He finished one, went into another one. I was like, best in man, you got so much money. Like all those COVID relief funds that he got from no work.
Let's not disclose the source.
Damn, this man.
He's like, they can't catch me. Let's not disclose the source.
I feel it, bro.
All right, I was gonna ask you. So how expensive? You just spoke about money. Now I was just asking, how expensive is music in general?
Man, music is really like, it can get real expensive, but it could also be really cheap, and it just depends on like which route you want to take. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna just break down how much it is to make a regular song or whatever. So let's say you're looking for a beat. You can go on YouTube and get a beat for like $25-$30. So once you have that beat, now it's up to you to go record that song. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta find a place to record it, whether you do it yourself, which could be free if you have everything you got, or you're gonna have to go to somebody and you start paying like $30, $40, $50 an hour to record. You know what I'm saying? Then you gotta pay a fee to get it like mixed and mastered, engineered, which is like another $25, $30, $40, $50. Know what I'm saying? So all in all, if you don't have the tools that you need, it's gonna cost you $150, $200 to make a song.
And that is just for the song. That's minus like the videos and like other people and artists and all
that. But that's like if you don't got the equipment. Know what I'm saying? I I did it so that I invested in myself, mm-hmm. and I made it sure that I have a studio at home. I could do what I need to do at home, and I got the softwares, and I like you can pay for VSTs too, which is like instruments. So when it comes to making beats, you can like buy an like a internet version of a piano that costs $10, or you can pay for like an expensive piano that sounds a lot more real, which is like 100 or something for your beats. So I bought a couple of those things. So like I just invested a lot of money way back when. So now to make a song, I could make a beat myself, which is free. I could record myself, which is free. I've already paid for my distributor. I'll upload it for, I can make a song for free. You know what I'm saying?
Basically.
But it's about like how much I want to really do. For example, like I know that I'm not the best beat maker. So I'd rather buy a beat because I know it's going to give me better quality than what I could produce. So I'll buy a beat $30 and then everything else is free for me.
Work into it. Well, so what of like collabing with other artists and like, I'm asking more like now into more of like day-to-day stuff. So like, you know, in a day-to-day session, like money that goes into maybe like the bills for the house itself, maybe eating and stuff. Cause I don't know how long you guys take to make a single, like, you know, a single musical,
sure.
Like, what would I call it? Like a note,
an album,
a note or a record. Like maybe.
Yeah. You know, let me speak on my current situation. Cause right now I live in BC, right? Mm. And at my BC spot, like my studio's not there. So I actually have to go out and record. So I'm actually paying for my stuff so I can speak on that. So I'd be paying $40 an hour when I go to record. So if I come to the studio prepared, then it's super easy. You know, I know what I need to do and I get it done within the hour. I could do 3 songs an hour because I'll rehearse it like a million times before I even get there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But a lot of like less experienced artists will like, you know what I'm saying, get mind blown about the situation of being in a studio that they come unprepared and then they spend all their time in the studio and then they blow like 4 hours and what, that's 40 times four. Now you're paying hella money that you didn't have to do. You write your lyrics at home, you come to the studio, tell it cheap. So there's ways around it, but it definitely could get expensive. You know what I'm saying? You pay for the beat, then you pay for your session. And if you don't finish a song in that one session, you have to come back. I run like 6 hour sessions.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll be pulling up from like 6 till midnight in the studio. And I'm just, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah.
Do you have, what goes into like making like YouTube videos now? Is that like, not I say YouTube videos, music videos per se,
okay.
For the song.
Music videos is definitely different. I love working on music videos, but I've only released three, but I filmed a couple. Mm. And the thing is, with me, it's like I have a very particular look. It's like I can't, like I've shot music videos that I've edited and everything, and I look at them, I'm like, I'm never putting them, because it just doesn't sit with what I want my image to be. So music videos, I like putting stories to my music videos. I like creating an experience so that the viewer is gonna gain more than just the song, and they're gonna be like, man, I want to come back to this video, not for the song but for the video. You know what I'm saying?
That's actually amazing. That's good stuff,
right? Yeah. So that's my mindset. So my first music video that I ever shot, it took us 23 hours to film. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it took us 23 Shit. Hours to film. And it was because it was a music video where basically the story line was like the guy was going through his life and he was seeing memories of his girl. And so we had to film a bunch of stuff a million times because we had to do like flashbacks and a bunch of editing. So we had like a lot of locations. We shot from like my house to a Cinnamon Park to like we went to like a bunch, like a train track, we went to Boston Pizza, like we went to a bunch of places and shot so many locations. So it took so long and then took forever to edit. But I don't want to speak on how much that cost just because like different videographers charge different prices.
Yeah, yeah.
But I will say I've spent $500 for music videos, I've gotten music videos for free, and I spent $2,000 for music videos.
Wow.
So music videos are not a game. It really depends on
how do you find like the extras per se, like extras, the people that act around. Because I know
there's people that want to be in those videos.
Yeah, you just
if you ever watch like all those like rap videos, you know there's people who want to be there.
You just call your friends. Really.
Clout, right? Like, people love the clout. They want to be.
You really just call your friends. Now that I'm in Vancouver, it's a lot harder because it's like now I don't know people. Like it sucks because it was like. I left right at the peak of like when I was really like the ball really started rolling and I really started feeling momentum and I was about to start shooting hella videos and this and that and this and that and like performances and shows. and it would have been so dope because I would have had all my homies with me and stuff like that. And right when like the peak of my career was happening, I moved to a new city, and it's like, now I have all these songs I gotta shoot videos to, but I don't have a click. I don't have people to like be my videos. And it's like, I can hire people, but it's not the same. You know what I'm saying? It's not the same vibe when you're just dancing with a bunch of people you don't know, but they're hyping you up. Or like you have a show. It's different when you have a show and you're on stage and all your boys are there and they're hyping you up because they know what you came from, and they're dancing and we're really celebrating. It's not a fake show. I don't pay people to dance around me. These are my actual niggas dancing and celebrating where we've come. But it's like in Vancouver, I don't know nobody. So that's, it's like,
tough, man. How difficult was it for you to make that decision, like to up and move? Because I honestly, like a lot of us here, we've considered it. Especially this one on this side here, Bestin. He's considered moving like cities and stuff for like work and music. Right. I said music for work and like education and school. I don't know why that could not come to my mind.
I mean, for me, moving wasn't like, I didn't even leave on some like, man, fuck Winnipeg shit. Like a lot of people do that and then they end up coming right back. So it's like, it's like, bro, what are you trying to prove, nigga? Like, you ain't gotta make a scene.
They miss the snow. What can I say?
I'm saying, like,
it's kind of
like,
sexy, the snow.
Like, you really, really go do the most, and then you notice that, like, you can't afford bigger cities. Bigger cities is not a game.
I know.
Winnipeg is a blessing, so count your blessings.
That's true.
But
with all the curses, but.
Right. I moved, my decision to move came from when I got accepted into school. Like I said, like I'm a student out there and I'm studying film. So I didn't move to go make music because music wasn't enough of a drive to make me move. You know what I'm saying? Even though I am moving and I'm chasing the music industry, that's not the main thing that took me out there. Mm-hmm. It was the school and it was the education. I would definitely say like, if you got like a guarantee or if you got a route in another city and you got like an opportunity or a door, nigga, walk through that shit, because it's like, at least for me, like I wasn't moving nowhere in Winnipeg, and I needed to remind myself, like I was working a construction job, you know what I'm saying, and I was doing like 80 hours a week or so. Like I was working crazy at 40 hours a week, my bad.
Yeah, I was like
80 hours,
that's double overtime, man.
Yeah, no. 40 hours a week. And like the money was cool, but it wasn't amazing, you know, and I was working my ass off, and like ask this guy, like I was always tired. I was never around because like my schedule didn't fit with my homies and
back
I was like, right, back pain, bro. I got messed up back now. And it was like, what the hell am I doing this for? And every day my mom would like, I would come home, mom was like, bro, like, what are you doing this for? Like, why are you like, what are you making this money for anyways? And I'm like, that's a very good point. Like, I live at home. I don't need to be working this construction job. You know what I'm saying? Like, and like, I'm just doing it because I have nothing better to do. I didn't know where my career was going. I wasn't going to school. I wasn't like, it was really just music and construction. And I was like, music is not moving for me in Winnipeg. Let me just dip, bro. Let me like go do something else. So then that's when film, well, they were like, you want to learn how to do film? And I was like, bet. So an opportunity arise, and I took it.
Amazing stuff. That's good motivation.
Mm-hmm. Get yes, out. Clap for him. Paul, Mirko, nope. I want to hear your clap.
Have you forgotten how?
I want to hear your clap.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Have you forgotten how?
Hey, calm down. I don't have the energy. Let me try again.
Can you stop clapping?
Paul, you gotta go from on top of it. And you wanna...
Ah, Bestin, you got this. Keep it in.
You want me to edit this shit out?
I said keep it in the episode.
Guys, what am I hearing, bro?
That was a lot of pause moments there.
Hey, all I'm saying is if Bestin keeps this in, just know I did not partake in none of that clapping. Me and Bestin were watching this happen. It was Miracle and Paul. I don't.
Why you gotta expose us like that,
to,
bro?
I'm saying,
you don't have to say the names.
I'm saying he was wearing pink socks too. I'm saying.
Hey.
But okay, let's digress enough. But there's one thing that he talked about, which is in creative, is like when you create something, you feel like you own it. Like I give an example now with this podcast. Like when I'm out here doing and just most I'm just talking. Most times I would not talk, I would listen to Miracle talk. Classic. And and that's when I go through the editing part and I go to this part, it's like when I do and I post, I'm like, oh my god, I feel so fulfilled doing this.
Yeah.
But then when I sometimes I'm like, I want to do this part, but I like, what if I ask Miracle to do it so he can feel the exact same way I feel? But it doesn't really go that way, right? Like you want somebody to like out there. Like for the last few episodes,
last
like
week,
the last few posts, I've been trying to make Miracle do the Instagram.
I was trying this nigga to leave me alone. I literally texted. I was like, fucking leave me alone.
I'm trying to make this nigga do Instagram. So they can feel what I feel when I do Instagram, when I do all those things together, how I feel. Mm-hmm. But
it doesn't feel like him. I'm listening to you, I'm just like, bro, this nigga is just like me. He's like,
exactly.
When you're creating something, it's like, I love this. Dude, I want to keep doing it.
Dude, I do feel it though.
That's literally how I feel about YouTube. Like, you know that I got a channel and whatever, but we was posting videos before I started making my own videos. You know what I'm saying? Like, I had a channel and I was doing like covers and I was doing music related stuff. But when COVID hit and like shit started getting really boring, me, Paul, and two other of our homies, we sat down and we're like, bro, let's start entertaining people. And then we made a channel together. And like, I can't lie to you, like, I loved doing that. And like, when we would film and I would edit, like, I would be up at like 3 a.m. still editing because I genuinely enjoyed it. And I would send these guys clips of me editing, laughing my ass off at 3 a.m. And they're like, bro,
why are you doing this?
Sleep. Just get it. it's like they would be telling me like, bro, just get it done tomorrow. We're not going to post this thing in a week. Like, why are you getting it done now? But for me, it's like, I can't leave an unfinished video. I want feedback the next day because what you don't like, I'm going to have to change. So I need to get it done early so we can do those revisions early and I can get it ready early. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, with time, yours is all different because with time, me, I noticed that they don't really care.
No, so
I stopped. I stopped finding out the audio to get feedback. Yeah. I stopped. I just kept posting it.
Yeah. Right. No, but that, yeah.
Because, but there's one thing you can actually, because when you upload it, you can actually change it.
Mm-hmm.
Because most times.
Last week, we you want to talk about last week, our debacle? We fought about the name of our family group. So, because we're the Pecans Collective, right? So we were trying to say Merry Christmas from the Pecans. Mm. But I thought it was Merry Christmas from the Pecan Sis because the family, the Pecan Sis family. But he thought it was Merry Christmas from the Pecans. So we thought about it. And so we both were changing the name on Spotify.
We coined the word. We coined the word, right? So how would he do like is he present participant?
I don't know what a participant if it is. All I know is I found someone that has a last name that ends in S and they have ES behind it. So I said they're correct and that's how it should be.
Sometimes them doctors be spelling people's name wrong, man.
Thank you, but...
Yeah, one question. Okay, Miracle, you've talked enough. Okay. Thank you. Anyways, so...
Damn.
You and, I mean, Besson and Jaspi have obviously talked about their happy place. I want to know your thoughts. Like, what's your happy place?
Bro.
What do you enjoy doing that you'll stay up at like 3 a.m. doing it?
The way they enjoy all this editing and stuff, it's not that I don't enjoy it. It's not that I don't feel fulfilled. Like, Besson, the first episode, I told you how excited I was for that first episode. The first, when we had our first guest, so excited. When we had that picture of Annie, when I had the pictures from like the girls, when we had our sisters come on the episode, I was so excited for all those things. I love doing those things, but that's not where my bread and butter is. I'd love to do it. I feel fulfilled when every episode has come out and we're like, oh yeah, we've done another week. Let's look forward to next week. But for me, where I find I get my own enjoyment from is when I sit down here and I make sure that every conversation goes smoothly. Like when the conversation is started, when there's questions to be asked, that is where I thrive in. And that's why I will always be here and I can talk. There'll be an episode where Paul said that he would just let me talk for the whole 45 minutes. And I really appreciate that day.
For sure. Oh, yeah,
remember, I'm looking forward to it.
It will be a birthday episode, remember?
Maybe. We'll see how I'm feeling. But that's where my own happy place per se is.
Real shit. And like, this goes back to what I was saying earlier when Paul asked me for advice. And I was saying like, the one thing is delegate. And this goes to what you were saying too, Best. And like, when me and Paul were running that YouTube channel, one thing that was our issue was like, it was always like either me or like the other homie who was coming up with the video ideas. And I would try to be like, yo, let's make everybody come up with video ideas. But they wasn't as passionate about coming up with the ideas. So when I would force them, you would see it in the video. The video just wouldn't come out as authentic as me, who like I woke up with this idea and I was like, oh my God, I love this. Yeah. Or like my other homie Alstead, like he would be doing whatever the fuck. And he would call me in the middle of the day, like, yo, I got the best idea. And we would meet up the same day. We would like write it down. Like we were like, passionate. And it's like, that was our role. You know what I'm saying? So if it's like, if your role is editing, bro, take that to the grave. Because it's like, if you're doing amazing editing, you're bringing amazing conversations, and Paul got his socks. You know what I'm saying?
this has got to be this is not a snippet.
Yo, this has
I am
to
not
be,
listening to
this
it.
This has to be it. Jesse, you know I'm driving you home, so I just had to put that there.
I was saying that mix right there. If everybody just knows their role, then it's gonna be like a well-oiled
machine.
Happy
with it. That
I'm
is
saying
true.
Like,
bro, you should see how I feel sometimes. One day I woke up at 3 a.m. with questions. And I text him, I'm like, guys, look at this question I just have. Like, we can talk about this episode. They're like, go to bed.
See, and that's the thing. That's,
I'm like, you all niggas, how do you guys
know? He slowly moved into that. He wasn't like in the beginning, like every single document, every single idea was mine. Like, it was just building up what I already had in the beginning. Mm-hmm. And then slowly, I just didn't feel like that energy of doing that anymore, because I feel like my topics are like my topics. Like, mm-hmm. What I talk about is really serious. What I want to talk about.
Yeah, his topics are too structured for my like.
Way too structured.
No, like, I'm not always into his kind
like,
of topics.
Trust me, today when he brought up, like, okay, because of we almost talked about NFTs in this episode, and I was like fucking happy to do it.
Yeah,
bro. I did this, I was ready for talk about financial shit, talk about things like that. But to look at it, is it really content? It's not really content.
It's not, it depends on how you say it. It can be. When you told us you want to talk about NFT, I'm like, well, we can also digress.
Right. And I was like, what I said? I said, don't digress.
I was like, we can just talk about like savings. That's chill.
Right.
Me, I was like, don't digress, because I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
It's really about what the vibes are like. Like, right? Because it's like, people haven't seen, like, people know. I'm assuming you're a very funny guy. We're all very funny people. But people have never seen people like us, like comedians or whatever, talk about like serious stuff like finances. So I was like, that'd be a dope ass idea. But at the same time, people are clicking here a lot. So I'm going to bring the jokes for sure.
Yeah, we really loved this episode. I'm telling you, this has probably been my favorite episode this month, because it's been a stressful month, man. All the exams and shit we've had to deal with, and COVID is not getting worse and stuff. Things are closing down again. Today, when I found out that they were going to increase restrictions and practice was canceled, bro, I was slipping into depression again. I literally was just like, what the fuck is happening with life again? Like, everything is turning black and white again.
Oh my God.
Maybe going back into lockdown. We don't know yet.
Oh God.
But it's
like, I just want to run, bro. I just want to run, bro.
I just want to run too, bro.
I just want to run.
I'm not asking for a lot. It's just...
It is.
Just let me go just on the track and run, please. It's like, I'm begging... Everyone stay safe out there, please.
Hey, well, let me say this. So I think I said this on podcast. I don't know if I said this on the video yet or on the podcast yet or not, but I just want to reiterate, like, y'all are really doing your thing. I want to really give y'all your flowers, because it's like staying consistent, especially for like people who just started. Y'all are 16 episodes in.
Something like that.
And y'all did 16 episodes in a row, if I'm correct. You know what I'm
almost in a row.
Not quite.
There was 1 week
we
where...
Doubled, but there was only 1 week that we missed.
Traveling that weekend or something like that.
Regardless, like that's still really good. Like, I can't... Like, my first week, I wasn't... Like, my first 16 weeks, I didn't put time. You know what I'm saying? Or same thing with even music. Like, when I first started making music in 2017, I told myself I'd make a song a week. And then I stopped like after four, because it became too much to handle. And a song is 3 minutes. A podcast is 45. So I got to give you all your flowers, because it's like, this is a new world for a lot of y'all. So
yeah, just to expand on that, honestly, the way I see it, we're able to do all of this because it's like we work in a group. We're not doing it by ourselves. Mm-hmm. So like, it's easy to like hold each other accountable for a situation. Because for example, I made a promise that we're going to do this episode at a certain time, and everybody needs to show up late. Like, a lot of stuff happened to me across the day, to a point where, like, look at this guy. I showed up early at his house and fell asleep, because in my head, I wasn't planning on showing up early, but God had his plan, so everything worked out. So I came early at his house, and I was just sleeping because I didn't want to go home, because if I go home, I'll be late and I'll be kind of embarrassed, like telling all y'all to show up on time and be the one that come up late. So we have that kind of accountability going. And I think that's one of the main driving force as to why we keep doing this. And of course we like to talk. And as Miracle said, we didn't mention this on the podcast, but we tend to, like, every time we're together, we'll like start talking, get into deep stuff. I'm usually more talkative than this, sorry guys. But yeah, so when we talk like that, we were like, yo, why don't we just start a podcast? It was his idea.
Yeah.
And then boom, it happened.
Bro, we used to talk. Remember our Bible group, what we had? Mm-hmm. We'd say, okay, yeah, let's have a structure. Let's make, because I had work that Sunday. I'm like, okay, let's meet by 1 and be done by like 2 or 2:15 max.
No,
bro,
no,
we
no,
could
no,
talk to no, 6 and going to work. I'm like, guys, I gotta go.
we go to talk about vibe and we're not talking about girls.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro.
I know. We're like, okay, let's listen to each other. Let's go. Let's do what we came back to do. And like next second, my brain.
it was a whole bunch of things.
And I was like, chaos. Yes, people need to hear this shit.
Yeah, we just tried to find a way to kind of make the chaos more organized so people can like understand like how we are in person.
Right. You know what I'm saying? And like, honestly, that is something I respect too. And that is something that I respect too. And it's something that I be telling people all the time. It's like, bro, a lot of people are a lot funnier than they really think they are. And I'm like, bro, if you just like, whatever you're doing, bro, record it or film it or whatever and put it up and just see how people react. Cause like, you can really do something out of that. Like you got a talent, you know what I'm saying? Like people, they should use it. You know what I'm saying? But again, people are very shy.
People don't always believe in themselves to get to where they can. People always think also that the education is like, you know, the straightforward plan for them. Right. And as I've grown up, I think little by little, I've started to look at bigger pictures and less of a straight, rigid road. And like, I have to follow this education. I have to become this and get my master's and get my PhD and get this job and retire this and have this wife, these kids. And like, now I look at life and I'm just like, I can be in this field of a study that I love to be in. I can also be on social media where everything is happening now.
Facts. Like this is my thing. Like people always try to compare like entertainment to like the natural way, which is like school. Mm-hmm. And it's like, to become a lawyer, how long does that take, like, to study?
Like a lawyer, it's
3 years at least.
3 plus 7, it's about 10 years.
About 8 years at least.
Yeah. So I like starting off, like at what point, like once you graduate, how old are you? Do you know, like,
okay, when I graduated from
high school, you're 18.
From high school, 28.
Right, but like after law school or after doctor school, like how old are you when you're done?
That depends on how fast you went through it. Yeah. Some people took a year off.
28, 27.
Mid-20s.
Minimum mid-20s, right? Yeah. Okay. So now look at the guy who's been like rapping or singing in high school. Everybody's telling me he's not going to make it. He's trash. Da-da-da-da-da. He's working towards his career and so are you. Y'all are both doing the same thing, but you're hitting books and he's hitting the studio, right? Mm. You graduate at 28. And now you can start working. This guy has been making songs since 17.
So he has
relevant experience. And if he keeps making songs, where is he going to be by the time he's 27, 28?
He's going to be on the news.
You know what I'm saying? People like Spotify. Migos and Lil Baby and like all like the biggest artists, like some of them, yeah, they started early, but a lot of them don't pop to like their mid-20s, early 30s. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, when you're looking at somebody who's in high school, like still trying to figure out his sound or still trying to figure out his craft or whatever, it's like, that's literally the same thing that y'all are doing. Y'all are in school figuring out how to do your career. You know what I'm saying? So,
man, Jasper, we're so glad to have you. I hope we can have you again for another episode. And just everyone just got to realize that everyone is moving around the same grind. It's the same grind everywhere, whether it's books or whether it's comedy, whether it's videos, YouTube, whatever you're doing, there's a grind to it. And you just got to learn to stick to it, I think. And you're the perfect example because look at where you are right now. And I can't wait to see how far you can get. I can't wait to see how, like, what the future holds for you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay. Jasper, we want to go and hear next song from you.
I'm supposed to be releasing something this month, actually. So we're in January right now. So this is supposed to be coming out. My album or my EP is supposed to be coming out very, very soon. Mm-hmm. So I'm just working on getting it done. I finished all the songs. Right now I'm just cleaning it up, doing my final touch-ups. And then I really, really, really want to get it out by the end of this month. So
see, you guys hit it first. An EP by the end of this month by Young Mams.
We'll be dropping anything that links to him that we got.
Yeah.
We got to focus on him.
So one thing that we mentioned earlier in the podcast, where like people need to send us music or their content so we can discuss on the podcast. I didn't hear you guys drop the email, like the contact info, none of that stuff.
Bro, at the end of
gonna drop your number. What the fuck, bro?
At the end of no, I'm saying
what are you talking about?
Hey, listen, guys. My Facebook is you can find me on MySpace. My kick is
my VSCO.
Oh God, my address is
What I'm trying to say is like you gotta let the people know like where they can reach you. You know,
yeah. Oh, okay. We're at the Pekins. We're looking for people that want to do things. That people are happy to do things.
They were talking about Jaspie.
Hit us up. No. He's talking about in general. People.
Is it us or Jaspie?
Did you forget?
He's talking
about
us. We already
forgot what we discussed earlier.
Best is talking about us. Like, hit us up on our Gmail. We have our Gmail already. At the end of this, we have everything that talks about us.
If you
Bestin, just let it go. All right,
let it go.
Hey,
let
no,
it
go. I'm gonna just say this. I'm gonna pave the way. I'm gonna be the first to do it. So I'm gonna send you guys something, man. I'm gonna send you guys people. I'm gonna send you guys artists.
Yeah,
in the city. I'm gonna make people send you guys some stuff, and you guys want some.
We gonna listen to it. To.
So we're gonna get this started, man. If you guys are into music or whatever, start tuning into Rants and Pecans because they gonna start. You know what I'm saying, reacting to some local artists. So
we'd love
okay.
to.
Okay, that's it for this week. Thank you, and happy New Year. Peace.